We continue in Mishnayot Masechet Brachot. We are in Perek Chet, Mishnah Gimel. We continue in the series of Machlokot between Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel in matters of the Seuda. Bet Shammai Omrim, Mekaneach Yadav Bamapa, Umanichah Al HaShulchan, Ubet Hillel Omrim, Al HaKeset. Bet Shammai say, we're allowed to dry our hands with a towel and place the towel on the table. They used to, in those days, when they would dry their hands with a towel, then they would use that towel as a napkin during the meal. So now, according to Bet Shammai, there is a halacha that one is not allowed to sit by a table that became tameh. If the table was tameh, according to Bet Shammai, you're not allowed to use it, even if it's tameh in the degree of sheni la tum'ah. So therefore, being that you're not allowed to use a table that is tameh, you're always going to sit by a table that is tahor. So therefore, there's no problem with placing the towel that you used to dry your hands on the table. Even if, let's say, the towel is still moist, it's not going to make anything tameh, being that the table is tahor. Bet Hillel omrim al hakeset. Bet Hillel say, you cannot place the towel on the table, rather place it on your chair or on the cushion of where you're sitting. Because according to Bet Hillel, one is allowed to use a table which became sheni la tum'ah. And therefore, if a person is going to place the towel on the table, maybe the towel did not dry, and the moisture on the towel is going to make something that is on the table tameh, because it might be, first of all, the towel will become tameh from the table, and then it will transfer tum'ah to something on the table. In order to avoid that, place it on the keset, on the chair, not on the table. So we see there is machlokot within machlokot. The machloket of Bet Shammai Bet Hillel, can you place the towel that you dried your hands with on the table or not, is based on an earlier machloket that they had, can you use a table that is tameh or not? So that is Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Dalet. Bet Shammai Omrim, Mechabedim et Abayit, Ve'achar Kach Notlim LaYadayim. This Mishnah is now going to speak about the Netilat Yadayim of Mayim Achronim, that is after the meal. So Bet Shammai say, Mechabedim et Abayit. Mechabedim et Abayit means to sweep the room, the place where you ate the meal, to sweep up the floor or to sweep up the table as well. And only then can you do Netilat Yadayim of Mayim Achronim. Bet Hillel omrim, Notlim LaYadayim, V'achar Kach Mechabedim et Abayit. Bet Hillel say, you can, if you want, you can do Mayim Achronim, Netilat Yadayim of Mayim Achronim first, and then sweep the floor or the table. Now, the reason for this machloket is like this. Bet Shammai say, the reason why you have to first sweep the floor is because if you're going to do Netilat Yadayim first of Mayim Achronim, we are scared that maybe some drops of water will fall on the crumbs, on the pieces of bread that are on the floor. And that would be a violation of Bal Tashchit, of ruining pieces of edible food. And so therefore, first make sure that all crumbs are away and then do Netilat Yadayim. Bet Hillel, they argue because they hold that the isur of bal tashchit, of ruining food, is only on big pieces, pieces that at least have a size of a kazait. And therefore, it's possible to do netilat yadayim first and then and only then to sweep the floor, because we're not worried that you have such large pieces on the floor or on the table that may get ruined. Crumbs that are less than that, that are smaller than that, is not a problem according to Bet Hillel, and therefore if you wish to do so, you can do Mayim Achronim first, and afterwards sweep the floor. Baruch Adonai Leolam, Amen ve'amen.